Blog Talk Radio.
Never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time.
Poets express themselves through words, and these words inspire others to do extraordinary things. The power of words is much greater than most of us realize. The freedom of expressing is a fundamental aspect ways of humans communicate with each other their feelings and emotions. We are able to see the world through a new perspective by listening to a good poem. Poetry is a pulse that keeps my creative juices flowing, and being able to express myself through my poems has allowed me to transform spiritually. That's Gilbert Sines, Spiritually Reincarnated 2, the outro, that place. Welcome to my show, folks. We got a big time show tonight. My new album is coming out this Friday. I have a track that I want to debut on here. This is the first time I ever officially be the first time sharing this track with anybody. So you guys are going to have the exclusive new ones to my album. It's available on iTunes and all social media, SoundCloud, everything. You definitely want to check it out. I worked very hard on the album, and it's professionally done by a professional producer, and I'm very pleased with the results. And speaking of albums, I have a Christmas poem coming up here on the backside right after the break. I have a Christmas poem coming up because it is that time of year again. And speaking of albums, I'm already working on my next album. Well, actually, I'm going to take a little break because this album took a lot from me, but my next album is called Lucid Dream, and it's based off this poem. I'm going to share it for you right now, and then I'm going to do a love poem. Take us out with my new track from my album. I'm going to debut it for the first time ever right here, so I'm going to debut that in a second. So this poem is called Lucid Dream, and this is the poem to my next album, or the name of my next album that I'm working on now. It's called Lucid Dream. My mind drifts away long beyond REM. It's on the brink of exploring a new dimension. The power of the spiritual world lies deep, and you can explore it whenever you sleep. Sometimes it feels like you're awake. The prefrontal cortex functions of the brain it will take. Lucid dream can be the most amazing thing, and you can control whatever is happening. Your body and soul function as two separate entities, but the presence of God's love puts your soul at ease. Everything in your mind is so calm and serene as you control the scenery of your lucid dream. Your mind drifts astray as your soul floats away, and sometimes the hunter becomes the prey. Things are not always exactly what they seem while experiencing an intense lucid dream. The water and sky might be extra blue, and you can do whatever your soul wants to. I close my eyes and imagine a place where I can sit next to God and look at him in the face. This lucid dream has taken over my imagination. I come to the realization while my soul transforms into a spiritual adaptation. Your brain will begin to overstimulate. Your body is asleep, but your mind is awake. Fear will overtake, but the only thing that you can do is wait as your soul transforms back from a spiritual state. The power of a lucid dream is very strong because it can last very long and take your mind places way beyond. As I lay my head down to sleep, my mind falls deep into a trance-like state as my spiritual senses begin to awake. In my dreams, I always have control as I let God flow directly through my heart and into my soul. In my dreams, all my problems disappear, and through my spiritual eye, I'm able to see clear. Most of our dreams evolve from our sight, as our minds digest our day when we sleep at night. During a lucid dream, in your mind you roam deep, and your soul leaves your body as you fall asleep, just letting your imagination run wild as you deeply explore your inner child. I am lost deep down in a lucid dream, but it's okay, I control everything. Subconsciously, I fall deep, controlling my sleep as I go escape to my temporary retreat. This lucid dream is my great escape, where I can feel God's love and emancipate. God's love helps me walk straight, and he's the only one that controls my fate. In my lucid dream is where I give God control as his wisdom flows freely and guides my soul. All right, that poem is Lucid Dream. That's going to be my next album. I haven't performed in a while, so it did sound a little rough, but we're moving on to my next poem. Before we go to a break, I just want to remind everybody, you can check me out on Gilbert Signs Poetry on YouTube. I have a video out, and I think I have like over 7,000 views. And then on Facebook, you can go check me out, Gilbert Signs Poetry, where I have, I think, a little over 11,000 views. So you can come check me out on there. Again, Gilbert Signs Poetry on YouTube and Facebook. And this one's for all you ladies out there. This one has a couple lines in Espanol, just like two lines in Spanish. So I guess this one goes out to the Spanish ladies out there, but to any lady out there. This poem is called Can You Love Me Forever? When everything in my life is gone, when a spark from your love still shine on. We've been through a lot, I have to say, but I continue to love you every single day. My love for you will never cease to exist, and being with you is my last final wish. Can you love me the same way that I love you? Will our love still be strong no matter what we both go through? Can you love me forever, even if I'm not capable of loving you back? When my heart drifts away, can you keep it on track? The spark from her love will always shine on. Tu amor es la medicina por mi corazón. Love can be complicated if we let our emotions take control. Love just doesn't come from the heart. It comes straight from the soul. Love is a bond that can never be shattered. And being in your arms is the only thing that ever matters. Love can hit your heart like a lightning rod. And the love I share with you is the same love I share for God. If I had one wish, this is what it would be, to be engulfed in your love for eternity. No matter what happens or what we go through, unconditionally, I will always love you. The foundation of our love gets stronger with time, as we both dodge the bullets of time. I can remember our very first date. When I first saw you, I knew it was fate. Can you love me forever, or am I asking too much? My heart feels so warm with your soft, healing touch. Your love is like a pot of gold washing up on the shore. I can love you in ways no man has ever loved you before. Love is a bond that goes beyond fate, and it still transcends as we both reincarnate. Can you love me forever, or am I just wasting my time? They say true love can make you blind. Love is based on mutual attraction, and no matter what, you can't ever force it to happen. If you love someone, they must love you back, or the rules of love get thrown way off track. Your love lifted my dead heart from off the floor. I want you to know yo necesito tu amor. From the highest mountain peaks to the most desolate part of the sea, in your arms is heaven, and that is where I want to be. I get on my knees and pray that God will put a girl like you in my life one day. Listen to me, because every word is true. Can you love me forever the same way I love you? Okay, that poem is called Can You Love Me Forever, and I recently wrote it, so it's one of my new poems. I'm really excited for this next part of the show, because I'm going to debut my first, this song is on my album, and this has never been heard before. This is exclusive, and this is a really good album. This is a really good song, so check it out, and we'll come back on the backside with a Christmas poem. But check out this album. The Shadow of Darkness, that's what it's called. So check it out, and we'll be right back on the backside with some more poetry.
Poetry is not dead as long as poems continue to be read. From the creativity parts of a poet's head, poetry says things that need to be said. Poetry can be part of a biblical scripture. Poetry's words as canvas to paint a clear picture. Poetry is an art form of literature. In poetry, we talk about our emotions and feelings, yet others talk about their struggles and how to break through glass ceilings. For a poet, words are like gold, and through them, our stories are told. The art of poetry will never die. Through new generations, poems will only multiply, withstanding fate as time passes by. Poetry is not dead as long as thoughts keep flowing through our head, and through poetry, our messages are spread. Poetry inspires every book and quote as it comes out of a poet's throat, bringing us new ideas that we can invoke. Poets write about their struggles and dreams, and throughout history, poets are the most amazing human beings. Poetry is in every corner and occupies every space. Poetry is that place where poets express the hard times they face. Poetry is alive as far as the eye can see. It's the basic foundation for describing humanity. Poetry's popularity may go up and down, but as long as there is sound, poetry will always be around. God can express his words through a poet's writing, and through poetry, it's God's words we are reciting. The echoes of poetry can be heard through eternity, like the Holy Trinity, creating words that last through infinity. Poetry leaves an imprint in time, with words that define exactly what is going on in our mind. It's a form of communication describing mankind. With poetry, we are able to express all of our stress and explain how we survive this world's mess. Still able to pass time's test as we confess and address the mistakes we made along the way. Poetry isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. Poetry is not dead, and I'm living proof. Through my words, I let loose an ambitious social recluse. Poetry is a form of mind stimulation. We use word segregation to send a message to the next generation. Poetry is not dead, so don't even start to grieve. Poetry is still alive as long as poets still breathe. The death of poetry is nowhere in sight. It still has a pulse as long as we read it every night. Poetry will live forever because it's here to stay. Poetry is not dead. It will never go away. Thank you. power of God are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. God can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off a spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum, and if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day. How can we not need a savior to take them all away? The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on, growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good, temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God so pure and divine, let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
I'm outside. Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm in the Buick.
I don't see a Buick.
Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
Hey, what's up, all you entrepreneurs out there? All you big ballers? If you have a business or a product that you're trying to advertise, that you're trying to get word, I can help you with that. If you're trying to advertise your business or your product, whatever it is, just give me a call. Our number is 866-543-1875, extension 700. Again, 866-543-1875, extension 700. Or you can go check us out at our website at www.nhisg101.com. Again, www.nhisg101.com. And tell us you want to take your business or product to the next level. You want advertisement and you need our help, and we will definitely put you on with the other major advertisers, and we'll definitely help you out any way we can. So give us a call if you want to take your business or product to the next level. We'll be back with more show after this.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107. Every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
It's the sweetest name.
Love your hair but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but it's so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it. Love it.
USI Never Had It So Good, 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music, the Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday, talk radio with the best host in the business, sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper, Never Had It So Good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Decisions as I go to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing no. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, that I'm emotional. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
Welcome back. We're coming live from Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. This is NHISG Network, Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And as part of our family, we'd like to wish your family a Merry Christmas. And this is a Christmas poem that I only can say once a year. So I'm going to say it as many times as I can because it's a great poem. And this poem is called My Christmas Poem. I hear the Christmas bells ringing at night. This Christmas light shining so bright, the beautiful sight of seeing families unite. This is when the smell of Christmas tree fills the air. Peace and happiness is what we all share. It's a time of year that we appreciate and wait to see what fate we can create. My Christmas poem runs pretty deep because I can't sleep. It's Christmas and New Year's all within a week. Soon we leave behind all our sinning. A new year means a brand new beginning. Christmas is the time families come together, creating memories that drift in time forever. Jesus Christ was born and died for every sin, and this night signifies when it did happen. Therefore, we have a celebration. Because of him, it's such a wonderful world that we live in. He lived a life so divine. His spirit flows freely during Christmas time. To the mistletoe, to drinking eggnog, to Santa's sleigh flying in the cold, dark fog. All the children are happy as laughter fills the air. Happiness and excitement sprinkles around everywhere. My Christmas poem represents the beautiful life of a human being. My Christmas poem appreciates everyone and everything. It's Christmas Eve, and the feeling is light. With so much excitement inside the air tonight, there's something about Christmas time of year. A peaceful atmosphere, just waiting for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to appear. We tell our kids tales about a man named Saint Nick. Then when it gets passed down a generation, a new torch is lit. When I look up at the beautiful sky tonight, I search for a small red light. Christmas is that time of year where all of our harsh feelings and anger disappear. The future is still ours to create, and soon New Year's Eve will await. Another year that has gone by so fast, and soon another Christmas will eventually pass. On this Christmas night, the Holy Spirit's light shines bright down on earth to bring us Jesus' birth. This night we stay up late as we anticipate and wait to celebrate this special date. My Christmas poem has so much to say, but in a few hours it will soon be Christmas Day. With so many presents under the tree, this is a time for family and unity. Christmas is a tradition that is here to stay. Like Christ in Christmas, it will never go away. Okay, folks, that was my Christmas poem. And you know what? Let's do a love poem right now. Let me do another love poem here. Kind of relax the mood a little bit. Let me do that. This poem is in my new book called Spiritually Reincarnated 2, which will be coming out. Ooh, I don't even know when. But this is part of my, it's called Everlasting Love. And I wrote this poem about maybe 2-3 years ago, and it was inspired by someone special in my life, and it's called Everlasting Love. It's that sensation that I get every time I get lost in her eyes. Her love runs through my veins, making my heart come alive. The reflection from her soul lights up my day. Deep inside of her takes all my pain away. Everlasting love that exceeds our expectations. Our love is stronger than all temptations. Her voice echoes my name every time she speaks. Her love takes me higher above the mountain peaks. Her heart is like it's made out of gold, and our love gets stronger as we both grow old. Everlasting love that is here to stay. The type of love that carries my heart every single day. Her love feels warmer than a hot summer day. And no matter what happens, her love will never fade away. She is the type of girl that wants everything in life. The girl that was eventually destined to be my wife. Sometimes in our life, love just comes out of the blue. It's so hard to find that special person that is just right for you. Living every day, just trying to achieve my fate. Then, out of nowhere, appears my soulmate. Everlasting love, as we both reunite. She stalks my dreams every single night. How can I fall in love with you? But how can I not? The moment I saw you, my heart couldn't stop. The feelings that I have for her will never go away. My heart beats her name every single day. When she is around, I can feel the connection. And when she kisses me, I can feel her affection. She is like an angel falling out of the sky. We both spread our wings together and learn how to fly. Two Roman souls united by their love. She consists of all the things that my dreams are made of. Everlasting love ingrained deep in my heart. Neither time nor anything can tear us apart. Before we met, I was just chasing a dream. As our love flows together like water flowing down a stream, a love that was destined by our fate. And it still transcends after we both reincarnate, like a tsunami bursting out of the sea. Her love stole my heart and totally conquered me. Our love both drifting in the current of time. And the essence of our love just feels so divine. Like a pearl getting swept away by the waves in the sea, our love floats in the tide for eternity. Everlasting love drifting deep in the sea. The spark of her love will always shine upon me. All right, that was Everlasting Love. And you know what? There's this next poem I want to do. It's called Authenticity. And this poem is a recent one because I believe that no matter who we are, no matter what we are, no matter what religion we believe in, no matter if we're male, female, gay, straight, it doesn't matter. You know, we're all human beings, and we should all be proud of the person that looks back at us in the mirror. And, you know, we should also all not be afraid to walk our own path. And that's what this poem is about. This poem is unique. It's called Authenticity, and it's authentic in two ways. One, because it's the first time that I ever wrote a poem where the title, the title Authenticity, it's not mentioned once in the poem, but that's what the poem's about. So it's not mentioned once. So that, and this is the first inspirational poem that I've ever written too, or at least I felt that was meant to be an inspirational poem. So this poem is authentic, and it's called Authenticity. Walk your own path and don't ever follow. Don't be stuck in yesterday and live only for tomorrow. Sometimes in a life, it's your pride you must swallow. The deep waters in life will eventually be shallow. To walk your own path, sometimes you have to be as quiet as a mouse, or you can follow the herd of sheep into the slaughterhouse. To be a true leader, you cannot just follow the pack. Keep walking alone, even if no one has your back. Sometimes walking alone means you're going the right way, but with your words and actions comes a price to pay. Don't be like a lost sheep and just stray. If there are obstacles on your path, then find another way. Most people in life cannot appreciate the true greats or qualities of their traits until it's too late. They will try to suffocate the quality of your fate because their pride and insecurity is rooted in hate. To be a leader, you should not have to prove it to anyone. Your true image will appear in the outcome. A true leader can't afford to be blind. One must gain from the lessons that they learned in time and continue moving forward, or they get left behind. To be a great leader, you must be comfortable in what you are and let your dreams guide your soul and take you very far. The path you follow is the one chosen for you, and God will provide strength for the struggles you go through. Go against the grain can make you insane, but your path will lead to a higher spiritual plane. Keep on going and don't ever stop. It's a constant climb to get to the top. The most difficult climbs lead to the best views. Keep on climbing no matter what you go through. We all have qualities that others desire, so they will hate instead of admire. It's just a small part of this world that we live in. The past sometimes can be dark and so unforgiving. It's kind of like a battle that you just can't seem to win. But stay true to yourself and don't ever give in. Only a few can appreciate the qualities that you possess, because somehow they feel that they are less. In order to succeed, you must bleed and learn to read between the lines and recognize all the signs. Others will never appreciate the strength that you possess because their eyes are blinded by all your success. Always keep fighting and don't fear the unknown. Keep walking your path even if you're all alone. All of your life, others have seen you as strange, but now that you're older, that all seems to change. Walk your own path and do not stray. Your faith will guide your soul and show you the way. The path alone is the hardest path to walk. Don't be intimidated by what others talk. It may be tough at times walking out alone, but let the light coming from your soul guide you back home. All right, that's called Authenticity. And you know, before we go to a break, I wanted to do two readings from a book, Spiritually Reincarnated, that is out in all bookstores. These two poems, first one is called Spiritually Reincarnated, and the second one is called The Shadow of Darkness. Life is a mystery not meaning to be solved, because when you figure out, maybe it's not worth living. Life is a learning process that never ends. It's full of surprises and new discoveries. What bonds us together also tears us apart.
For example, the belief in God unites us, but how we go about worshiping him divides us. Differences leads to misunderstanding, which leads to prejudice that ends in hate. The path to success and self-fulfillment is a long one. The journey is far greater than the destination. In order to be loved, we must love. In order to be forgiven, we must forgive. In order to be successful, we must fail. The key to success is right under our nose. We must not be blinded by fear in order to see it. All of us have potential, and that is all we need in order to achieve self-fulfillment. Learning to tap into that potential is a key to success. Every material success is just an illusion. The real success is a happiness that we find deep within ourselves. We must spread our wings before we learn how to fly. I've been searching for God all my life, but do I really know what I'm searching for? The answer is no, I do not, but I will know when I find it. Okay, that poem is out on stores now. You can go to Barnes & Noble or go on eBay and order my book, Spiritually Reincarnated. That's part one. And that poem I wrote when I was looking for God, obviously, if you haven't figured it out. And that's what this book is about. The Spiritually Reincarnated is my search for God. And while I'm writing it, I actually find God, in the middle of, while I'm writing this book. But it's available on eBay. And again, check me out, Gilbert Science Poetry. My album's coming out Friday, December 20th. My album is coming out. Go check it out. Show some support. And this poem, this is the second poem I'm going to do in my book. And this poem is also out now. So if you like it, you can go buy it. This is called A Shadow in the Dark. A shadow in the dark, a figure in the mist. Sometimes I feel like I just don't exist, a smaller sum of a larger whole. At times my life is just out of control. I've been misunderstood for far too long, and nobody will miss me when I am gone, like an insect stuck inside a spider's web. At times I feel like I'm already dead. If I were to scream out, but there's nobody around, it's like I never even made a sound. Where is God? Nowhere to be found. Will he be there for me when I lay in the ground? There are so many things that I want to share, but I'm a shadow in the dark, but why should you care? I'm constantly searching for a far better place. Sometimes I feel stuck in a dark, empty space, filled with hurt and sprinkled with pride. My innocence is gone. It already died. There is just so much that I want to say. I carry so much pain every single day. I'm a shadow in the dark, just wasting away. Yet there are still things that I need to say. So lonely inside, desolate and afraid. There's a cloud hovering over where I once lay. I can hear the ocean as the tide washes up my pain. The sky is dark as it starts to rain. I'm a raindrop in the storm going down in the wind, blocking out the light and pain from within. Sometimes I feel like I'm time passing through. You can't judge me for what I went through. Everyone's pain is different deep down inside. I feel like a passenger just taking a ride. Love thy friend and enemies too, because in the end, we will all be through. I'm a shadow in the dark. Don't judge me, my friend, and I won't judge you in the end.
Reincarnated love. In my next life, her love will await. It will be with me when I reincarnate. In a former life, she was my wife. Her love is something I refuse to sacrifice. Drowned by hate, I suffocate. With her love, I resuscitate. Her love is so strong, it will never be gone. From body to flesh, it will always live on.
like smoke rising up from a burning fire. The irony of it all, like a poetic satire. The touch of her skin, her hair blowing in the wind. If loving her's a sin, I don't know where to begin. The pain I ever felt starts to decay. When I'm inside her, she takes it all away. Inside her body is where I want to stay. Like an out-of-body experience, she takes me away. A state of mind, her love makes me blind. A love like hers is so hard to find. My entire life, I have felt rejected. Her love purifies my soul, makes me feel resurrected. When we make love, the sounds of her scream, yet her gentle touch, so soft and serene. Reincarnated love that refuses to die. Don't waste a moment trying to figure out why. Like the sun shining so bright above the earth, it's like our love was there even before our birth. Reincarnated love that will never fade away, even at times when I begin to stray. She's in my life and I want her to stay. Our love will reincarnate, it will never go away.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids. And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. It's what you do.
Next.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking, give me one pass them. Drip, drip, drop, there goes an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face, be tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So click the ticket, let's see your seatbelt fastened. Trunk rattling, like 2 minutes in the back seat rattling. Speaker box vibrate the tag, make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASSA? But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASSA?
There are so many different definitions of love, but which ones are correct? I believe that they are all accurate in some sense because there are many different types of love. I came to the conclusion that love is way too complicated to be described by just one simple definition. Our brain is only wired to understand and comprehend a limited amount of information. As human beings, we tend to rearrange information into familiar categories in our minds in order for us to understand them. The more information we learn only leads to more questions as we come to realize just how little we actually know. To me, love is a special mental, emotional, and spiritual bond that connects two souls. This is just a broad definition,
But do we know the true meaning of love, or is it just an illusion? I call this poem, What is Love? What is love? I haven't a clue, but I feel it every time I look at you. Love without trust is nothing but lust, burnt by the fire and turned into dust. I love God and you as a friend, the type of love that will never end. Love is a connection of souls on a spiritual plane, and searching for it can make you insane. Love is an emotion, feeling, and bond that will still be around even when we are gone. Does it come from the heart? Does it come from the soul? Or is it something much deeper we cannot control? Been searching my entire life and treated like dirt. Every time I think I found it, I only get hurt. Through the aches, pains, and times I spend, only to get my heart broken in the end. What is love, and why is it so hard to find? Some keep on searching till the end of time. Love may be in front of your eyes, blinded by passion, lust, and lies. I will give you everything, including my pride. The day you left my life is the day I die. The love of my God will always live on, even at times when I think it's gone. There's something you should know, and I swear it's true. My heart can't help falling in love with you. That poem is called What is Love? It's also in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated, available on eBay. You know, the day that I found God was the best day of my life. After searching for so hard and long for him and going through so much pain, I reached my rock bottom. And when I found God, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. And it was kind of like finding a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow and wanting to share that gold with everyone. And I call this poem, What is God? Let me grab a pen and paper so my words could shoot out like a vapor. I'm a poetry creator, a reality escaper. I can't begin to define the end of time in a rhyme, but that's fine. Can you imagine this surprise? Seeing the world through God's eyes, looking through a glass box, seeing everyone everywhere as you stare and glare. They know you're watching, but just don't care. You know everyone and everything, for you are the ultimate king. I can't even begin as I see this world through sin. Battling the fight, I just can't seem to win. This earth spinning out of control, lost in darkness like a lost eternal soul. Imagine if time did not exist. Seeing all the truth and all the realness, would I ever be able to rest or handle the stress? If I could see as far as the east meets the west. I obey, yet I continue to stray in dismay as we drift our separate way. If God were here, what would he say? So I pray every day and listen to what God has to say. If I were God, my words would shoot out like thunder. People would wonder and treat others like you treat our own mother. If I would just listen, instead of reminiscing and being stuck in a bubble, I would get out and fix all the trouble. Our hands weren't built for wounding, they were designed for healing, just like our hearts are made for feeling. Our bodies weren't designed to hold a grudge, just like our minds were not created to judge. Imagine being God for just one day. It must be hard watching this world waste away, decay, watching people stray farther away, unorganized and in disarray. I wonder exactly what God would say. He sent his son down here to earth. We murdered him, yet celebrate his birth. What was his life really worth? To me, it meant something, yet to others, it means nothing. I could see God's fingerprint all over your face. My love for him gives me grace, yet I see him in every space.
I can see him right now in your face. This next poem is called Saved, and I wrote it a few years ago. It's not every day that I get to say and warn you about this path that they lay as I stray my own way, living my life with such a heavy cost to pay. Like an eagle flying against a storm, I warn, life has torn me apart as I pick up the shattered pieces of my heart. My spirit gets stronger as I continue to seek salvation. It's through Christ that I'm able to overcome temptation. As I sit back and reflect before finding God, so much pain and much regret, filled with memories that I just want to forget. My past looks like a bad weather forecast. I must detach if I'm expected to last. As I continue to let God take me away, blessed with this life that I live every single day. So I get down and pray and ask God to never go away. And even when I stray farther away, I'm only human and was created this way. Time is so quiet, it doesn't make a sound. Every passing minute is just another chance to turn it all around. Who am I ever to judge? And who are you to hold a grudge? Don't get caught up in all the hate, because you are what you create. Two wrongs don't make a right. Sometimes some things just aren't worth the fight, yet we act out of spite. If I continue to write and just let go all of this negative flow, all my life I felt like an outcast, held down by the demons of the past. But at last, through God, I take control. He has shown me his love and rescued my soul. And that poem is called Saved. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I know I've been having health problems here. I caught a bad flu here, so I've been out a little bit. And plus, you know, if I'm sick, I don't sound good. If I'm really congested as I am, I just don't sound good saying poems. But it's great to be back. I want to welcome, you know, back my loyal viewers, welcome you back. Thank you for spending your Saturday night with me. It's definitely a pleasure just knowing the fact that you actually listen to me. That means so much to me. Real quick, before I go again, my album drops. It's called The Heart of a God, and it drops on the 20th, this Friday, December 20th. It's available on iTunes and all major, in other words, you can get anywhere, or, you know, all digital outlets you can get through. Also, check out Gilbert Signs Poetry. My last name is S-A-E-N-Z. My first name, Gilbert Signs Poetry on Facebook. I have over 11,000 views on my video, so check out my video. And also, check me out on YouTube. My video is on YouTube, too. Check it out. Like it. Just put in Gilbert Signs Poetry, and the link of knowledge and wisdom will come in. You know, you'll be able to watch that. I think it's over 7,400 views or something like that on YouTube. So I'm trying to create a fan base. And again, you know, the fact that you're listening to me, it means the world to me. I'm very, very humble guy, very laid back. I'm a counselor. I work with kids. That's what I do for a living. So I got a lot of patience, but I enjoy what I do because I enjoy working with the future. And I believe as part of a generation, we must give back. You know, the way things are going today, we don't have any role models. I mean, look at, you know, I mean, our president's a jackass and, you know, definitely not a role model. I mean, he can't even speak like a normal person. He speaks like a fifth grader. So, you know, we need role models. You know, we need positive role models that kids can look up to. And, you know, being a counselor and being a part of their life is definitely worth everything. And it means the world to me. So check out my album December 20th. Check me out on YouTube and Facebook, Gilbert Signs Poetry. And you know what? I like to take this last poem I like to do for the ladies out there. If you're like me and you had your heart broken many times and you feel that the love game has been treated you unfairly, welcome to the club. But this poem goes out to you, and this poem goes out to anybody, guy, girl, whoever that ever had it rough in the love game. This poem goes out to you, and it's called The Love Game. Sometimes this love game makes me wonder, will I ever find a girl who loves me as much as I love her? When it rains, there will be thunder, as love pulls us under its spell, like living in a mental fairy tale. Only time will tell, as demons dwell, living in an illusionary hell. We both get down on our knees and pray, just waiting for God's fate to take our souls away. Like water flowing down the petal of a rose, connected together are two beautiful lost souls. The love game can be beautiful like a clear autumn's day, but it will only be that way if you learn how to play. The love game is known to swallow your heart whole if you let your emotions take complete control. The passion in her eyes as she stares at me, her love flowing through my veins relentlessly. The power of her touch makes me fall to one knee, and eventually I will ask her to marry me. I waited so long for her to arrive. She brightens my path to God, makes my soul come alive. In this game of love, you must take a chance by putting down your guard in order to find romance. Once our eyes met, I knew she was the one. Our souls united, seeking God's kingdom. The love game is something that we all must play, but things don't always end up your way. The game of love can crash like waves in the ocean if it is controlled by pure emotion. Her soul gives out such a powerful glow, like the sun shining down and burning through the snow. The game of love can be dangerous at times if you cross those emotional lines. Through all the past heartaches that I had to go through, it was all worth it now that I found you. Love is not just a simple game to play. Let God guide your relationship every single day. Sometimes in the love game, you have to wait and see where finding a mate is your ultimate destiny. Love is something you can't force to happen. It is purely based on mutual attraction. Before I met my soulmate, I've had a long, painful past. But once I found her, my life turned around really fast. Trying to test fate and find my soulmate, trying to find her love before I spiritually reincarnate. I would do anything for her love, whatever it takes, and I've learned a lot through my past mistakes. The love game is something that we all must play, and if you're lucky, you'll eventually find love one day.
Come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing on. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go, to anywhere I fall. Sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.